Habakkuk. Chapter 3. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet on Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard your speech, and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make it known, in wrath remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light, he had rays flashing out of his hand, and there was his power hidden. Before him went the pestilence, and burning fever went forth at his feet. He stood, and measured the earth, he beheld, and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered, the perpetual hills did bow, his ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was your anger against the rivers? Was your wrath against the sea, that you did ride upon your horses and your chariots of salvation? Your bow was made quite ready, according to the oaths over your arrows. Selah. You did divide the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you, and they trembled, the overflowing of the water passed by, the deep uttered its voice, and lifted up its hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation, at the light of your arrows they went, and at the shining of your glittering spear. You did march through the land in indignation, you did trample the nations in anger. You went forth for the salvation of your people, even for salvation with your anointed, you wounded the head out of the house of the wicked, by laying bare from the foundation to the neck. Selah. You did thrust through with his own arrows the head of his villages, they came out as a whirlwind to scatter me, their rejoicing was like devouring the poor secretly. You did walk through the sea with your horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my body trembled, my lips quivered at the voice, retinas entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble, when he comes up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be on the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no food, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk upon my high places. To the chief singer on my stringed instruments.